You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Have you ever wondered what happens to the waste at hospitals, medical practices, and now COVID-19 quarantine facilities in New Zealand? Medical waste can be dangerous to the people disposing of it and the public who may come into contact with it. Health, safety, and sustainability are core concerns when it comes to disposing of medical waste in New Zealand. These concerns have become particularly necessary with the beginning of the pandemic last year and the opening of many COVID-19 quarantine facilities across New Zealand, who are dealing daily with the high transmissibility of the COVID-19 virus and a huge number of PPP and removing of waste. I spoke to Dave Perkins, who is the General Manager of Technical Services at Waste Management, to get a better understanding of how medical waste is disposed of in New Zealand and how quarantine has affected these processes. I began very simply by asking what medical waste consists of.
I would just let me sort of start by saying that medical waste is an integral part of our business, and we've been doing it safely without any incident for a long time. And it was an essential service, and we're protecting the public from exposure to healthcare waste. And it's more important than ever in these COVID times. So there's two categories. There's infectious or clinical waste that's potentially pathogenic. And that's the waste itself or receptacles or sharps that have been in contact with body fluids. We collect it and seal bags inside wheelie bins, and we treat it in an autoclave. There's another grade of stuff that's called cytotoxic waste, and this is stuff that's potentially carcinogenic, and that's destroyed in a high-temperature incinerator.
So what are Waste Management's processes for disposing of medical waste?
Okay, so at the hospital or the doctor's practice or the MIQ, it's put in a bag and sealed, and then it's put into a wheelie bin, and then it's not touched again until it's sterilised. So our drivers will pick it up, and they'll transport it in sealed trucks and bring it to our facility at Neil's Road in Auckland. And there we feed it into, we empty the bins automatically and then feed them into a machine called an autoclave, and that sterilises the material that kills bugs and viruses and funguses and stuff. So we do that by taking it up to 135 degrees C and hold it there 15 minutes. So now the stuff is sterile. Okay. Then we grind it up. And it's now safe, it's general waste category now, and we send it for disposal to our landfill and energy park at Redvale.
How do hospitals or private practices work with Waste Management to ensure that medical waste is disposed of? Is it sort of a given that the hospital has a relationship with you, or is that something that has to be negotiated?
We service hospitals and large medical practices under contract. And we make sure that we contain it and collect it and process it. And we do that in accordance with New Zealand's got a healthcare waste standard that prescribes what it is and how it should be treated. And we ensure there's no contact with hospital staff or drivers or operators. And what we do is we go and audit the generating facilities on a regular basis to ensure they're complying with the healthcare standard.
How have these processes changed with COVID-19 and the introduction of quarantine facilities? I know you mentioned that as part of the work with Waste Management now. So how does that impact the workload, I suppose?
There's another level of protection because of COVID, and that is rather than being single bagged, COVID facilities, be that hospitals or MIQ, double bag and seal waste that's potentially COVID, because of course we don't really have any here, and we collect that and then goes through the standard process. Under lockdown 3 and 4, we completely separated the collection and processing of medical waste from the rest of the business.
Fantastic. Now I just want to talk a little bit about the environmental impacts of medical products and therefore the following disposal process of medical waste. You mentioned earlier as well that the waste is sterilised and then it ends up in landfill. Are we talking about a lot of medical waste? Because I would imagine so, that there's a lot of things that are being thrown out at hospitals and larger medical practices.
Well, there's a lot of PPE, particularly now with COVID, that's for sure. We collect sharps. We use a system that's a reusable system. It's not a single-use plastic container. So that's not only safe, it's also very sustainable. And that's the Daniels Sharp Smart system, so we do that. And then once we've sterilised the waste, it is okay to go into landfill as general waste. And what we do there is we capture the methane and we generate electricity from it. So it's energy from waste.
That's amazing, energy from waste. Are there always discussions about advancements and sustainability and making waste disposal in a more environmentally friendly practice? Is that something that's sort of a constant conversation for an organisation like Waste Management?
Absolutely, particularly with the hospital. So, you know, they're very keen to increase their sustainability, but you've got an issue in terms of when it's pathogenic and the safety is more important than sustainability in that sense. So you've got to make sure you make the stuff safe. And once you've made it safe, there's little opportunity to recover, recycle that stuff.
Okay, and then finally, what are sort of the checks and balances like when it comes to ensuring that waste disposal is appropriate, safe and sustainable? Is the government keeping track of waste disposal? Is it Waste Management itself checking on itself? Are there local councils, the public? What's making sure or ensuring that those processes are appropriate?
The fundamental responsibility lies with the DHBs, and they're responsible for code compliance at the hospitals. There's no mandatory waste tracking in this country, and local councils are not involved in medical waste. We audit ourselves all the time. We collect in Wellington and Christchurch and Auckland. And, it's imperative that we keep our people safe, for instance, ensuring that they're vaccinated where required.
That was Dave Perkins, the General Manager of Technical Services at Waste Management, speaking about how medical and quarantine waste is disposed of in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.